It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer Kent. Southeast Wisconsin is already home to 340 miles of trails, connecting people to the places they want and need to go, while providing opportunities for recreation, physical activity, tourism, and more. A new trail system in the planning stages, the Route of the Badger, would add hundreds of miles to the system when it's finally complete. Advocates say the project could have an enormous transformative effect on the region and America's rail trail future. Join in this discussion with your thoughts and questions about the trail project at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Willie Caritas has served since 2017 as the project manager of the Route of the Badger for the Rails to Trails Conservancy. Willie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
The Route of the Badger is a long-term project. It would connect more than 300 miles of trails through seven counties in southeast Wisconsin and create more than a 700-mile trail network. It sounds enormous. What would filling in missing trail links mean for the residents of the greater Milwaukee area, for example?
Well, what's so interesting about it is that the Route of the Badger is not only a benefit for the residents of Milwaukee County, but also suburban areas and rural areas. And that's what's really an amazingly diverse opportunity for creating this network. One of the projects that we have going on, one of our primary projects, is in Racine County, and it's extending the White River State Trail. That currently exists, but back in May of last year, the Wisconsin DNR purchased a 10.7-mile corridor, which Racine County is working diligently to survey and to build that connection. That connection will bring people from Lake Michigan all the way to Burlington. It's just an amazing network to expand people's opportunities for transportation, recreation, safe biking. And that's the thing about Milwaukee. Right now, if you are living on the outskirts, the Oak Leaf Trail is an amazing example of a 120-plus-mile loop trail. But in the interior, on the north side of Milwaukee, for instance, there aren't any trails running through the north side of Milwaukee. And essentially, it's a trail desert. So we're working with community partners to develop the 30th Street Corridor Trail, which would accompany a rail line. So it'd be a rail with trail. So there would be an active rail line with a trail next to it.
You mentioned the Oak Leaf Trail. I know the Hank Aaron State Trail is also very popular in Milwaukee. That's a shorter trail, a mile. What is it going to take to connect these trails to the rural routes, like the 52-mile Glacial Drumlin Strait State Trail and others? How complicated is this going to be?
Well, building trails takes time and takes a lot of coordination, takes a lot of diligence by planners, by officials, by alders, by community members. And so you mentioned the Glacial Drumlin Trail, which is an amazing trail that goes almost all the way to Madison. Right now, currently, the Powerline Trail, which is in the city of Greenfield, is being built, a section of it. And a second section, phase two, is being built, I believe, next year. So that will take from the Oak Leaf Trail to the west all the way to 35th Street. The Hank Aaron State Trail is an amazing trail because it goes east to west across Milwaukee. The Powerline Trail, the intention of that is to go east-west as well, so to provide a southern route from the lake eventually all the way to Greenfield and then north up through West Dallas and then connecting over to the New Berlin Trail and then to the Glacial Drumlin Trail.
Willie Caritas is a Milwaukee-based Rails to Trails Conservancy staff member. He's project manager for the Root of the Badger Trail Network project that's happening in southeast Wisconsin. You can join in this discussion as well. 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We are discussing a multi-use system that would add hundreds of miles to southeast Wisconsin's existing trails. Join in on how this project would be funded, the impact on local communities, including yours, at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Willie Caritas oversees the Root of the Badger Trail Network for the Rails to Trails Conservancy. I have to wonder what kind of challenges you're facing as you're working to get this project completed.
That's a great question. Basically, the building trails is an effort to coordinate efforts. And so when you have gaps in a trail system, we have a large map, and there are essentially 150 plus gaps that are in this trail network. So every one of those little gaps is a project unto itself. And so it might be a railroad corridor, it might be a utility easement, it might be an on-street connection, it might run through a parkway. So when you're trying to connect those and create those trail systems, you have to connect with the people who live in those areas and the residents of the areas. And you have to have support. If you don't have support, well, then that trail section's not gonna get built. But without having the vision, without showing the network, without giving the bigger picture, then you can't ever attain it. So that's what we're working with.
And I'm wondering about the progress. This has got to be an enormous time-consuming project. How long is this going to take?
Well, it's the million-dollar question.
Sure.
I think, you know, I've been working with this since 2017. The project's been going on since 2014. Well, it takes not only a village, but a city and a county and multiple counties. So it takes lots of people to get this going. Will this be done in 5 years? No. Will it be done in 20? I think a big portion of this network will be progressing quite well. We're seeing developments that are just amazing throughout the seven southeast counties. I mentioned the White River State Trail, the Powerline Trail, the additions to the Oak Leaf Trail. There's the 20th Street Corridor, which is in the north side of Milwaukee. These are all projects that have been funded. So as the momentum builds, then people want to get on board and build additional trail systems.
When the Rails to Trails Conservancy was established in 1986, I understand that its focus was converting unused railroad corridors into trails, primarily through rural areas. Does this, the Root of the Badger, represent a new approach to expand trails in urban areas? How new is this?
Yeah, well, that's great. A great question. What Rails to Trails, there's great supply back in 1986 of these abandoned rail corridors. And so the conversion into trails was basically a new concept. But that model has evolved. So as those abandoned railways were converted into trails, then we started looking at well, how about a rail with trail? So having a trail next to a rail line, you know, an active rail line, can we do that safely? And right now there's over 420 rail with trails throughout the country. And then we started looking at, well, building autonomous trails, these individual trails, and focusing our efforts there, well, that is a nice thing to do, but it makes much more sense to do them as networks, as complete systems. So we've got 8 of these Trail Nation projects, that's what we term them, and Southeast Wisconsin was picked because of the robust trails that already exist and the opportunity to connect them together. So that's why we're here in Southeast Wisconsin.
We're talking about the Route of the Badger with project manager Willie Caritas. How important have the partnerships been? In 2018, the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission became a partner with the Conservancy and the Bike Fed of Wisconsin to promote development of the Route of the Badger. How is this helpful to you?
It's critical. It's critical. The Bike Fed and Sewer PAC, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, have been tremendous partners in this effort. One, getting the word out. Two, Sewer PAC worked with us extensively developing the map. And so the original map was the original map of the trail network in the 7 Southeast counties was from Sewer PAC's Vision 2050, which is they're basically a planning organization. And so what would the 7 Southeast counties look like in the year 2050? And one of the maps that was on in that report was a trail map. And so we took the trail map and worked with Sewer PAC to expand on that. And so Sewer PAC got us in the door and added legitimacy to the effort. And now we've been an amazing team to apply for federal grants together and just working to communicate with our coalition, which is 350 people strong.
Cody from Mount Hope called. He couldn't stay with us. Cody was wondering if there are any plans to run trails to Prairie du Chien and perhaps link to Dodgeville and Madison.
Oh, boy. We would love that. Right now, currently, it's just me working on this project. And Southeast Wisconsin is my network. But we, Sewer PAC, and Rails to Trails did a presentation just the other day to all 13 of the municipal planning organizations throughout the state and the regional planning organizations to encourage different MPOs throughout the state to look at their trail systems, not as individual trails, but as networks of trails. And by doing that, there's an opportunity to expand those trail networks. And we certainly would love and support having an expanded trail network throughout the entire state.
When we talk about this morning, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. This project seems to mean a lot to you. Personally, tell me about that. What does this mean to you, seeing this come to fruition?
Well, you know, I think whenever we do anything in life, you know, if you can, I've been in the nonprofit world for a long time. And when you can help to create legacy, to create, you know, really on the ground efforts that will help people, that will benefit people long, 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 long after you're gone, you know, it's a good place to be. And so, you know, here we are building out this trail network, and you can see little kids, you know, biking with their families, and they're safe places to be. And I feel like it's one thing, the outdoors is one thing that unites us all, and that if we can unite each other out on the trail and meet each other out on the trail, it's a good opportunity.
Is the root of the Badger becoming sort of publicly known as the sum of its parts and an overall goal for trail development in the region altogether?
Well, that's really interesting that you say that, because when I talk to people now and go into meetings with planners, and they're talking about their trail, their individual trail project, they say, oh yeah, we're part of Root of the Badger. We're mm-hmm. Root of the Badger. This is part of Root of the Badger. And so there's some pride associated with the network, because especially the people who are the decision makers recognize that that this network approach is the wave of the future. I mean, it's right. Essentially a road system for trails.
And Willie, I want to thank you so much for sharing this with us. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you much.
Willie Caritas, the project manager of the Root of the Badger for the Rails to Trails Conservancy. Ahead this hour, we talk about a proposal to allow some Wisconsin students to attend UW System schools tuition-free. Join in, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. News update and a story from Wisconsin Life are next on the Ideas Network.